All right. Howdy. My name's Danny Barringer. I'm sitting in for Jeremy Jackson on Sports Medicine Broadcast. I've got a couple guests here with me today. We're going to discuss some electronic medical records and systems that athletic trainers can use for documentation purposes. Introduce our guests here. This is Ashley with Athletic Trainer System and Rob with CSMI Sportswear. If you all want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, tell us about, you know, where you're from, your background in athletic training and your systems, and we'll go from there.
Okay. My name's Ashley. I've been an athletic trainer for 13 years. I came to ATS from the user side. I was at a high school for 11 years, and we used ATS for 9. Nice, all-inclusive EHR. We do injury tracking, online registration, the athlete portal, family communications. We've added some new things in, like the hydration alert log, family communications, secure messaging. Nice things like that. A lot of variety. Online version, desktop version, phone version.
Nice. And where did you go to school?
Waynesburg University.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. And my name is Rob Potash. I'm with CSMI. I'm on the development side. And we developed sportswear in 1991. We developed it for the athletic trainers in the high schools, colleges, the outreach programs. Sportswear is pretty much what you'd expect. It's online, available on the phone, the tablet, the web. Same thing from the beginning of the pre-participation, athlete information, all the way to the end of the line with generating statistics on finding injuries and how you can prevent them.
Gotcha. And where did you go to school, sir?
I went to James Madison University in Virginia.
Nice. Okay. So I'm here kind of representing Dragonfly Max. I use that as my EMR system. I'm currently the director of sports medicine for a hospital in Bryan, Texas, and that has kind of been a transition for me. This is my third year in that position, and when I came into the position, we didn't have any sort of documentation system at all. We have contract athletic trainers that we use for the PRN events that we cover. So there was a huge gap in that documentation. So I was, grasping for opportunities and options. Dragonfly Max was one that I came upon because it was free. Been using it and had great results with it. So let's talk about kind of the perks, the high points of each of our systems. So I'll let you start with yours, with ATS, and the big selling point that you have.
Big selling point is the communication.
Yeah.
With the athlete portal and the family communication center, your parents can update information, send you secure messages, request appointments. Kids can schedule their rehab sessions. You can communicate with your coaches, sending daily limitations, sending emergency contact information. You don't have to do the paper emergency contact sheets anymore. Referral notes. You can send things right to the doctors. Communication with, the secondary insurances in the college setting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, smooth line process. No more chasing people.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
And there.
Yeah.
So.
Makes it easier for us as athletic trainers, and that's the goal.
Yes, saves a lot of time there doing what we need to do versus chasing down coaches.
Absolutely. And Rob?
Yeah, sports was kind of the same way. It's the can we get rid of the paper? It's the big question.
Yeah.
And what we always tell people when they come by is you got to sit back, think a little small about what do you definitely want out, right? And then you can decide what you put in.
Right.
And that's the same thing. It's communication. So you don't need to send out the big packet in the beginning of the year and type it all in.
Yep.
Now what you can do is give them an email and a password and let them put it in for
Absolutely.
You. So that's a huge plus. But really the key is, at least what we see, for the successful people and the less successful people, it's deciding up front what we need to put into the program and then limiting it to that. And then as time goes on, expand, build out your program, and go from there.
Right. And I think what I've really found is there's a lot of ways to cater EMRs to your particular setting depending on what you need out of it. And I haven't found an EMR yet that doesn't have the capability to kind of mold into what you need it to be, especially if you're willing to work with the support staff of that particular EMR. So Clint and everyone with Dragonfly has been great with, answering questions for me when I've got, hey, I've got this idea, let's maybe incorporate this concept into it, and they kind of run with that. So do you believe with your individual EMRs that there's a particular setting that it fits best, or do you see yourself as more of an all-around kind of EMR?
With the customizability, it really, you can make it fit into any setting. very good for outreach programs. That's okay. Where I came from, sure. So that the connection between, you know, the schools in the county and being able to transfer, you know, kids get hurt here, you can transfer them over to their database.
Right.
And then the college settings with, you know, the inventory tracking and the medication and right. some of those. So those are probably the two peak
okay.
best settings.
Okay.
I think overall, regardless of the level you're at, you're basically trying to solve the same problem.
I agree.
As the athletic trainer, I have an athlete, right? I need right. some emergency contact information. They're going to get injured. They're going to get a treatment. And it's a matter, did I give them a crutch? I want to track the crutch.
Right.
Yeah, so, you could say it's a shotgun approach. We go for everybody. So everybody would be, it's the athletic trainer in grade school, right? It's the athletic trainer at the high school. It's the athletic trainer at the college. It's the athletic trainer in the outreach program.
Right.
Or it could be a nurse, right?
Right.
So there's fringe users, right? And now we're seeing corporate users that want to take it on. But at the end of the day, if you boil it down, we're all really trying to manage the same information. So that's where we drive hard on the customers, maybe a little too much, but we say, you know, what do you want out? Because if you look at sportswear, guessing, 500 fields.
Yeah.
Right? And if you look at 500 fields and you try to fill 500 fields, you're going to be discouraged after the
right.
second athlete.
Right.
But if you say 500 fields and I need to use 50,
right.
that changes the dice. And you can get your IT department to give you 30 of those fields from the get-go.
Exactly.
Changes the story.
Right.
So it's really, we shoot broad because it's not as big of a market as a lot of people think it is.
Right.
And you guys got to focus them in on what they need out so they can put in and it works. And as long as any company responds to what their customer base wants, it'll work.
Yeah. And in your settings, is there any sort of feedback or opinions that you've heard that y'all have kind of taken and run with or noticed that athletic trainers are wanting or needing more that you didn't realize at first? Anything like that y'all have come across?
Well, Red has always been that way with ATS. That's on one of the things I liked about it on the user side. You know, if you come across something, you know, he'll put something in and be like, that doesn't quite function, you know, on the field the way
right.
you want. He really is good about taking the opinions and tweaking it to, okay, this is kind of what you guys needed. This functions better. He's always been real good with that.
That's kind of the running joke with the customers, right? Give us your ideas and we'll sell them back to you.
Yeah.
with a smile.
Right. But, I mean, that's as athletic trainers, that's what we want. You know, we're out in the field and we have these ideas that come to us because all of a sudden we have this need and we can't satisfy that need in that moment. And so we come to our suppliers of whatever we're using.
Absolutely.
And say,
right.
Hey.
And it's the companies you like, whatever it is you're buying. If you like it, you go on their website.
Exactly.
You give them good feedback. If you don't like it, first you talk to the sales guy and go, can you help me here?
Right.
But in regards to what's new and what customers are, you know, asking for, yeah, they're kind of all asking for the same stuff. I think that probably the trickiest thing that some people are dipping their toe in is the billing side.
Sure.
You know, that's something that we're kind of slowly easing into. There's other people a little more aggressive, and in some examples have done a really good job. You know, some people have told me stories where it hasn't gone so well, but I think that's probably the biggest thing that's out there.
And in what setting is that where they're wanting a billing function?
Well, it's the colleges right now,
really?
But also some high schools are trying to bill for physicals.
Okay.
So that
makes sense.
That's
sure.
out there, right?
Yeah.
But it's a gray area. It's different by, you know, state by state.
Right.
It's, you know, are you billing? It's a doctor billing? Is there a physical
exactly.
therapist in the thing? And it's really hard. That's, I guess, the one problem that we've been working on that I have to say it's a lot harder than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
We probably got a couple years into it trying to, you know, peel back the onion, and it's hard to get a definite, well, this is what you can do. In fact, I just read a letter from an attorney that we had hired for an opinion.
Sure.
And even when I'm reading it, I'm like going, you know, so this is pretty indecisive on what the answer
yep.
is. And
right.
it was an expensive letter to get.
right.
And I was hoping for a little white or black,
sure.
and at the end of the day,
sure.
I read it, and I'm like going, I'm not sure I'm more knowledgeable than going in, but that's the way it is, you know.
It's business.
But that would be probably, I don't know, ATS, you guys hear the same thing.
Same
that's
thing, and every state's laws are different, so you can gear it, you can gear it towards one, and then you go to the next state, and the rules aren't the same, the laws aren't the same, so you have to almost start all over again.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. So what would you say, I'm not asking you to, like, knock on your system or anything, but do you know of any areas that maybe aren't as strong because they're not a big focus of your EMR, or that's a weird question.
That's not a nice question.
So for me, and I'm not trying to knock on Dragonfly, but there's areas where it's like, man, I wish you could do this, you know, like, and so my setting is unique in that I'm covering a bunch of schools at one time. And so there's times where I wish, man, I could, you know, find this athlete faster or something. Or and it's pretty easy to find athletes, but, you know, I don't know if y'all have any things like that that you want to say.
I would say probably to get the biggest bang for the buck out of any system that we'd all like it to do faster, we'd like to find a way for the athletic trainers to integrate faster and uptake it. But the challenge that the athletic trainer has, and I think all of us have, and CSMI has with our 500 fields.
Sure.
You know, I always tell customers, hey, you know, flexibility is cool, but with flexibility comes complexity.
Yes, exactly.
So if you're willing to say, I just want to do this, it's going to be really simple.
Exactly.
Right?
And
but as soon as you say, but I got this one situation where I want it to be this way, and I want this and that, and what about this? All of a sudden, we start building flexibility, and then comes the complexity, and it's really hard. So I guess if I was looking at sportswear cold, I'd look at it and go, wow, there's a lot of stuff I can do on this. So they see the, I don't know, 15 databases across the top, and I go, yeah, but, you know, you can turn off 12 of them and just see three. And if you do three, that's probably 80% of your problem. Can you be happy with 80%?
Right.
80% of my customers probably are, and 20% aren't, you know?
Right.
So that's the challenge.
And I think a lot of that boils down to the diversity of the athletic trainer profession and how diverse our settings are. And no one person is going to be satisfied with every EMR, and not every EMR is going to satisfy that one person. So I think that's the complexity that you're talking about, and that it's difficult to make everyone happy.
It is, and you'll get a random phone call. Like, I'm sure at ATS you guys get it, or Dragonfly would get it, or anyone, Rank 1, whoever. You know, it's like you get this phone call, and you're like, oh, wow, you know, if we do what this guy wants, maybe we'll get a lot of new customers. Maybe it's a fire department or something like that. You know, can we help these guys out? And it's enticing, especially when you're in a small market.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know, if you can kind of steer them a little bit towards, at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is have a athlete, a soldier, a fireman, right? With some demographics, an injury, and a treatment, it's really the same. So maybe change a little bit of labels. But, you know, we used to do that when it was the desktop days. You wanted the custom one. But then what would happen is we'd release an update, and they'd go, well, is that update available for mine? Well, you're kind of on an island because you wanted this custom feature that, you know, we really can't, nobody else wanted.
Right.
But with the web, you know, it's a little harder to do that.
Yeah.
But they're all trying to solve the same problem.
The customizability can be a little intimidating in the beginning because you look at it and it's so much. But if you can, you know, just kind of fight through that beginning and get it the way you want, then it really does flow. You just have to be able to work through, try a couple things out, turn some things on, turn some things off, and find out what works for your system.
Sure. So what have you found feedback-wise from athletic trainers? You know, are you finding that a lot of athletic trainers are willing to provide feedback? Are y'all having to reach out and ask for feedback? How has that worked in y'all's setting?
Our customers are very
vocal,
quick to call, very open, very, hey, can you try this?
Sure.
Or, you know, what about doing this? So, yeah, they don't seem to hesitate.
Yeah. So, well, that's good.
But, yeah, we appreciate
the input. The more feedback that I find that anyone gets, I mean, even I as a supervisor of athletic trainers, I crave feedback from my athletic trainers to make sure I'm not, you know, dropping the ball anywhere. I the old adage of you don't know you're doing anything wrong if you're not told. So, you know, the feedback I think is imperative for any profession, setting, whatever.
It's the number one problem in any company from a business point of view is communication.
Absolutely.
So whether it's inside your company, in your department, or between you and your customers, it's all based on feedback. The cool thing about athletic trainers, we're in a few different industries. So we work with physical therapists, and we work with exercise science people. And kind of the little joke we have about that is, you know, an athletic trainer is more than happy to, you know, you turn around, he's in your booth, he's using the computer, you know, whereas a physical therapist will be standing outside your booth and saying, come visit me. So the athletic trainers as a group, you can pretty much stereotype them. And they're inquisitive, hands-on. They have to be. They're in the people business.
Yep.
And they're really good about sharing their ideas. And, yeah, like any business, you want to be as accommodating as possible. You can't be accommodating to everybody. But, you know, we all want to do the best we can. And the better we serve the customers, you know, the more they'll hopefully buy from us. And it's the same thing in our company. We tell our employees, you know, if you're upset but you don't say anything, you can't be mad at the guy you're mad at.
Exactly.
Because you know, how can you be mad at me? You didn't tell me you were mad at me. And, you know, right. And, you know, Ashley doesn't mind if I say that to her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not Ashley. Right. But she didn't tell me.
Right.
So.
We can't fix it if you don't let us know it's not working for you.
There you go.
And along with the feedback thing, the more people that provide feedback, especially if it's along the same lines regarding the same issue, then you know, hey, this is something we need to address because obviously it caters to the majority of the population.
And that's what makes this show really cool. I mean, the Athletic Training Association does a really good job of pulling people into this show. And, you know, we go to a lot of shows, not as many as we used to because trade shows aren't as popular as they used to be, and they are expensive. And you got to find creative ways like podcasts to get the word out because – you know, before Google, you went to trade shows. Now that there's Google, you know, and someone said, hey, I got a new invention called the trade show, would you go to the trade show? Not so sure.
Right.
But you know, this show is great. We love it because it's, you know, we'll probably touch, I don't know, 400 of our customers, you know, and for just the reasons that you're stating.
Right.
You know, here's what we like, here's what we don't like, you know, and do something about it. Or even just a handshake or, you know, go out for a drink. It's all good, you know. At the end of the day, it's... if it's not fun, it's not worth doing.
Right.
And the NATA does a great job from the very – when you walk in the door and you hear the music, you know, to getting your badge, to setting up, to having cookies as a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Yep. Yeah, and it's a good way – I mean, there's product introduction, obviously, for people who don't know that there's umpteen EMRs out there, you know, that are available, and it's a way for them to ask face-to-face questions and not just, hey, I'm going to send this generic, you know – comment or question online to an email address that I don't see and hope I get a response kind of thing.
And that's what makes this, you know, that's what makes the trade show, because it's one thing to see something online and do a, you know, a one-on-one, which is how we do our training, because, you know, let's be serious, you know, you can't fly to visit someone to give an in-service on Dragonfly,
right?
That just doesn't happen, especially when it's free. So, you know, but here, you know, as a consumer, you know, this is the place where you go and you go visit ATS, you go visit Rank One, you go visit Vivature, Passaggio, you know, you guys, it's, because then you'll learn, you know, and then when you get all the neat features from all the competitors, come back to our booth and let us know what we need to do.
Sure.
But it's all good.
Right.
You know, they just need to make the most time when they're in the exhibit hall.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's amazing how far EMRs have come just in the past, you know, 5 years, 5-10 years. I was in college. I graduated from college in 10, and the EMRs that we used in high school and college were like dinosaurs compared to how they are now.
Your dinosaur's a little younger than my dinosaur.
Well, sure. I mean, that would be probably paper and pencil back then, and we were discussing before the show.
Sportster came out on this thing called the floppy disk.
Yeah.
And then we copied it to something called a hard disk.
Right.
Yep. I remember those.
Yeah. But... yeah, I mean, we were talking before the show about how paper and pencil and post-it notes line the walls, and athletic trainers are ingenious and resilient, if nothing else, and so finding ways to document isn't the difficult part. It's finding efficient ways to document in ways that fit our schedule, fit our needs, and I think there are plenty of options out there, and they all have their pros and cons, and they're not even... pros and cons across the board for each individual or for every athletic trainer. It varies on the setting and what the athletic trainer needs.
Well, paper is pretty easy to use.
Sure.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's customizable on the fly.
Right.
Right. You know, so if all you need is, you know, a notebook full of paper, that's great. If you have to share, you have to compile.
Yep.
Then it's a little different. So do your coaches need emergency contact information? Yes.
Right.
You know what then? Put it in an EMR program, let them turn on their phone, and, oh, wow, they got all the contacts.
Exactly.
So that's, again, gets back to the what is it that you need to do.
That's it.
Sure. Yeah. Do so Dragonfly is HIPAA compliant, if y'all want to talk about yours.
ATS is HIPAA compliant, FERPA compliant, and we just recently got the NCIST compliance. So, yeah,
nice.
And they come up with new ones.
Yep.
We get there.
You attack it, yeah.
Yep.
Sportster is, too, but a lot of that compliance is really up to the user.
Exactly.
You know, so
it's what's done with the information.
It's how the user uses it more than the program itself.
Sure.
So, yeah, just be careful how you use it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We go through that. Like, one of the things is, you know, how much do you want to share with the coach?
Right.
You know, or if an athlete comes into the training room, how much can you let the parents know? Well, how old's the athlete? You know, because if the athlete's an adult... then you got a problem. You can't just go here's what we did with your child today.
Right. Yeah. So. And Dragonfly has a has an option to add the parents to the system, kind of like you were talking with ATS. And it's been amazing, the response. I've just begun to implement the or roll out the parent aspect of it. Last year I worked on getting the coaches on board because some of them can be a little hesitant with new stuff, especially electronic stuff, and they were surprisingly welcoming it with open arms, and they absolutely love the accessibility of it. The fact they didn't need to bring a folder with all the emergency contact information right. when it rains on Friday nights, and you got to go cover it up and worry about that.
Yeah, they just like pulling teeth sometimes getting them. You got to get them started. You know, I had some coaches that still had flip phones.
Exactly.
But we're going to get you going. But, you know, ATA, it's nice that you can control. You talk about controlling what the coaches can see.
Exactly.
You know, it does let you, you give them just emergency contacts, or do you want insurance information as well, or like limitations?
Yeah. And Dragonfly's got the option for certain information regarding the injury, the whatever they're supposed to be doing rehab-wise with the coaches or you know, outside of school, that kind of stuff. So it holds the athlete accountable, which is awesome from the parent perspective because they can see that. The coach can see it. And so at all times, everyone's on the same page with this is what he should be doing. And it's not, well, my athletic trainer told me, and then there's no backup.
Right.
And yeah. So it's great for us in that situation. Any other great aspects that you want to talk about, promote your products?
Yeah, you know, it comes down to the user. I mean, at the end of the day, you guys were talking about coaches. I mean, that's a great way to get your injury tracking program in place, right?
Right.
You know, if one athlete goes down, you don't have emergency contact information. You're a high school athletic trainer. You can't be all places at all times.
Exactly.
At the very least, organize the emergency contact information.
Yep.
Then, you know, organize the allergies, you know, and then take it on to the injuries. But I think starting with the coaches, a lot of people are like, oh, my coaches would never do that. I bet a lot of coaches would be really receptive to, oh, thanks a lot for this
easier.
Information because of what you said.
Now, exactly.
Do I really have to carry those cards? Are those cards really current?
Right.
Yeah, so that's...
Can't read the handwriting?
Can't read the handwriting, you know.
So it's an 8 or a 6, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, another thing with the EMRs is, you know, insurance verification. Does the athlete have insurance? Well, they had it when they signed up, but, you know, parents change jobs. They don't mean to mislead people, but things happen and paperwork doesn't get updated. So that's another place where an EMR can help you. If it's online, you just have to make a quick change. If you're checking the insurance you know, on a regular basis, then you can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do.
That's actually one of the things that we at ATS have recently added is the family communications portal where you can go in and change. And the nice thing now is it also you can link all your children. So, you know, many high schools, you have
siblings.
Five siblings.
Sure.
They can go in. Now they don't have to log in five different times and change it. You can log into one. They can access all their children from there. And like you said, mom or dad gets a new job. They can go in and update it all at once. And then everybody's information, you know, the seventh graders over here at this school and the 10th graders out on this field, everything gets updated.
You know, actually, that gives up a really good point because there's, I think one of the probably the biggest challenges for our segment of the market, the EMRs, is there's a lot of different pieces. So there's hospital systems that push down, right? There's nursing systems that are pushing across.
Yep.
And then the other thing we see is a lot of people some people are using these online forms that just sign up the athletes. And I know I look at ATS, I'm like, doesn't ATS do that? You know, I look at sports, I'm like, Sportswear does that.
Yep.
But they're buying these other small segmented things. And I think the reason it's happening is because, you know, other groups are targeting maybe the athletic director, and the athletic director doesn't know what the athletic trainer has.
Right.
So they're sort of paying for stuff twice. Yeah,
and it all boils down to what you said is communication.
Yeah, exactly. It circles back to that. But it's interesting how there's all these other, if you look at the athletic trainer as the hub, all these other, well, what's the hospital using? Are you an outreach program? Should you use the hospital system or not use the hospital system? You know, does the hospital really want to know what you're doing in the field, or do they not want to know what you're doing in the field? It really comes down to that. But that's the other thing we see from the athletic trainer is, you know, which program do I use? I'm using the one I really want, or I'm using the one that I have to use, and where's that coming from? Well, the nurses are using this one. They're more powerful, so now we're using the nursing system. Or the AD likes this one because it's really good to organize buses.
Right.
And by the way, they have an injury tracking program, or the hospital uses Epic.
Right.
And now we have to use Epic, which has, you know, a user interface, but not the most elegant user interface.
Right.
So that's, you know, another challenge for the market.
And kind of what you were talking about with the athletic trainer being the hub, Dr. McLeod from AT Still University yesterday had a great presentation about the communication, especially regarding concussion protocols and return to learn. And she had a great diagram, and I don't remember where she got it from, someone else's study, but it had athletic trainer in the center, and then outward pointing to the nurse, the administration, the teachers, the school nurse, the parents, you know. And so EMRs are becoming great in that, with all these administrators, teachers, parents being included in them, you know, the sharing of information is a little scary with medical information in particular, but when the right people are involved, it makes the treatment of our athletes, which is our ultimate goal, a lot easier and more cohesive as a team. Yep. So that was a really cool presentation yesterday that she had. Any final thoughts?
Just that I think, you know, with the, especially with the press on documentation and, you know, too many people getting sued, and you know, there's a lot of that more than there used to be.
Right.
Any EHR, EMR is at this point almost vital.
Absolutely.
It, you know, saves you the time, keeps it all together, better, safer storage. You know, you don't have to worry about your training room catching on fire. The information is still saved.
Right.
You know, things like that. So I think it's essential and growing. Yeah. You know, part of the profession.
But, yeah, absolutely.
Closing thoughts. You know, hey, thanks for the podcast. This
is thank you.
Long time listener, first time talker.
Yeah.
in regards to the athletic trainers, if they wanted advice from CSMI Sports,
who should they contact?
The advice, it's the same thing. It's what do you want out?
Sure.
You know, figure out your reports. That'll tell you what to put in. And then you got to ask yourself, do I have the resources, time, people, money to get that data in? If you don't, cut down the list on what you want out.
Absolutely.
Which cuts down the list on what you put in. And yeah, just take your time, start slow, and grow it out from there, and do your homework. You know, if you're shopping, try them all. They're all good. They all have pluses and minuses.
Right.
And
find the one that works for you.
Yeah. And lastly, NATA, you know, thanks for having a great organization. Looking forward to Vegas.
One last thing. If someone wanted to contact you they have more questions about your EMR, how should they do so?
You can go to the website and email, or you can contact us. The 800 number is 888-328-2577.
Perfect.
As soon as you said those numbers, I'm thinking, huh?
Oh, sorry.
Jump all in.
But if you just Google injury tracking, I think you'll find CSMI. You'll find us all.
Sportswear.
Sportswear. Or it's csmisolutions.com.
Perfect. All right. Dragonflymax.com is the Dragonfly's website. If you want any more information there, Clinton, Rob, and their team are great help. So this is Danny Behringer signing off for Sports Medicine Broadcast.
Cool. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
You guys are smooth, man. God, you're working me.
That was fun.